Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Let's say that we're going to go to the other side of the fence now. There are guys listening who want to naturally improve testosterone production. What are the big movers? What would you suggest?
I mean, it's going to sound like a real crap answer. I don't think there is a bigger way to naturally increase testosterone than adequate sleep and reduction of cortisol. I think hypercortisolemia, stress, probably has the greatest negative impact behaviorally on the endogenous production of testosterone, probably through the pituitary gonadal axis. And, you know, how much can it move the needle? You know, probably to the tune of 300 or 400 nanograms per deciliter. So if you're not sleeping well, and you're under a lot of stress, it's very easy to end up hypogonadal. And therefore fixing that, I think, is far more beneficial than sort of the litany of supplements out there that may or may not have marginal benefit.
So the...
Now for women, there's a different answer, but for men, I would say that that's the answer.
The hard charging dude that's, you know, maybe mid-20s, crushing it in the office, going to the gym, maybe partying on a weekend once or twice, bit of alcohol, whatever. This becomes kind of a vicious feedback loop, which is precisely why men are looking to things like TRT, because of how hard they're potentially pushing themselves during the week.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, so to that guy, what I would say is, why do you want to replace your testosterone? So let's say he goes and gets checked out and his testosterone is 300 nanograms per deciliter, which, you know, probably puts him at the 10th percentile for a man his age. So undoubtedly that would qualify as hypogonadism. So the question is, do you want to fix that because you don't like the number? Or is there a symptom we're trying to fix? And if the symptom is what we're trying to fix, then I would say let's fix that symptom, i.e. poor energy, poor mood, poor libido. Let's fix that symptom by fixing these other things over here. And by the way, along the way, we might also improve your testosterone. But I, you know, again, like I guess I don't treat that type of patient. So maybe someone who does is listening to me and saying, well, you don't understand. And, you know, that guy, even though he's only 24, we're never going to get him out of that spiral if we don't normalize his testosterone. And, again, that wouldn't be my approach, but I want to be mindful of talking about something I don't do for a living.
What about women?
Yeah, I think with women, we have one more trick up our sleeve, which is DHEA. So again, doing all of the normal behavioral stuff, but it's a little harder to make the connection in women. And this is something I actually learned kind of recently, because I used to be very dismissive of DHEA because in men it has no effect whatsoever. But DHEA, of course, is what allows for adrenal production of testosterone. And the reason it has no impact on men is if you increase a guy's testosterone by 40 milligrams per deciliter, which is about what you're going to get from adrenal production if you maximize it, you don't move the needle at all. So taking a guy from 300 to 340 is doing nothing. But if you took a woman from 40 to 80...
What's a typical woman's range?
Well, like it depends by age, and it also somewhat depends on where she is in her cycle. But I would say, you know, normal for a young woman might be 60 to 100 nanograms per deciliter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if a woman is, you know, symptomatic and she's 30 and you take her from 30 up to 70 with just the addition of oral DHEA, like that's a win.
Are there risks?
I mean, the biggest risks for women at that level are, you know, the side effects, I would say, right? So you're looking at increased acne, maybe body hair. At that level, you're not going to get any of the other real risks that we see with TRT.
Lower voice,
and limits.
Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Clitoral enlargement, voice deepening, and all that stuff. You're not going to get that at those doses.
Have you got an opinion on the NoFap movement? That's something that's put forward as a potential solution for guys with low T.
I'm sorry, I don't even know what it is.
Let me teach you about NoFap. This is my speciality. It's men purposefully abstaining from orgasm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Either from themselves or with other people.
Why?
Because it's an internet subculture and the internet likes trends. And this has been a...
What does it have to do with the T situation?
That there are guys out there who have created a link between the frequency of ejaculation and their masculinity, both...
Inverse relationship or direct relationship?
The more that you do it, the more your energy is sapped.
I see. Got it.
Have you ever seen, has this ever been clinically observed in any form?
I can't say it. If it has, I'm not aware of it.
What a shame. Geroscience researchers report an astounding case study of a 93-year-old with the physical fitness of a 40-year-old.
This was the rower that I wrote about a few weeks ago.
Tell me the story of this.
Yeah, it's an interesting fellow. He was not a lifelong athlete at all, right? So that's the beautiful part of the story in my book. If you're listening to this and you're a normal person, so was he. And he just kind of took up rowing, like classes, rowing classes. You know, you go, you get on a rowing machine and you just sort of do it. And he just took such a love to this thing and got so good that at the ripe old age of 93, I mean, I think his VO2 max, I don't remember if it was reported in the article or if we tried to back calculate it based on his times, but I mean, he at least from that perspective, from a rowing perspective, would have the fitness of a great 40-year-old. Now, I don't want to misrepresent and say that he's a 40-year-old because he's not, right? He doesn't have the muscle mass of a 40-year-old, although he does have very low body fat, right? So if I recall, his body fat was probably 16%, which is outstanding. Is his muscle quality the same as yours? No. You know, would his coordination or fall risk aversion be the same as yours? No. But look, the point is when you compare him to another 93-year-old, he's clearly functioning at a level that's, you know, in totality, I would say, at someone in their 70s. And to me, that's the game. Like, I'm way more impressed by and interested in that guy than I am in any influencer I see doing any feat of strength, running any, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what you can do when you're 40. I really don't. I really care what you can do when you're 90.
How long was he training for?
Decades. I mean, this was not...
Oh, so he'd fallen in love with running, at 60
in his 60s or something. Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And he'd accumulated this capacity over time.
Yeah. So think of him like a guy who, you know, didn't really accumulate much wealth until he was 60 and then
started investing,
but was an amazing investor and a consistent investor and compounded and compounded and compounded. And in his 90s, he's a billionaire. And it's sort of like, wow, how did this guy just become a billionaire in his 90s? Well, I mean, he did all this incredible stuff for the past 30 years. Now, the good news is you can start that at 30 and be a ridiculously fit 60-year-old. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you'll be a ridiculously fit 90-year-old as well.
Yeah, it's cool to hear stories like that because I think we've turned such a corner with our understanding of health and fitness within the last, even just communication about anything, it's emotions, meditation, history, philosophy, whatever. But there must be a number of people, especially like my parents' generation, who feel a bit miffed about the fact that, God, if I'd known this when I'd been able to hold on to my health as opposed to doing it now when I'm in my 60s, that sucks. But you have this example yep. of a guy who did do that in, you know, what would be considered serious later life, especially for an athletic career to begin or a health and fitness regime, and has shown just how powerful that is. Like that's, yep. I think that's very, it's a very cool story.
Yeah. So he's kind of like the poster child for this centenarian decathlon that I love to talk about, right? It's the mental model for what I train for, what our patients train for, and what we really kind of care about.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.